In this bulletin, the United Nations says more than 38,000 Palestinians displaced by the conflict in Gaza. New South Wales issues a ban on carrying religious knives in schools. And in sport, Australia's basketball first female Indigenous referee to make her debut later this month. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The United Nations says more than 38,000 Palestinians have been displaced by fighting in the Gaza Strip as three further massive blasts are unleashed on Tuesday. Stefan Dujarric, the spokesperson for the Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, says over 2,500 people have been made homeless. Fadi Hussam is a journalist from Gaza. The building that houses Mr. Hussam's apartment was targeted and destroyed by the Israeli bombing. Hussam's family, along with 40 people living in the building, relocated to other homes after it was bombed. He told SBS Arabic 24 that he experienced terrific moments during the bombing of the building.
Horrific moments, and no one understands what was going on. Children crying and women crying, and when the bombing stopped, there was a state of confusion among the people in the house, as we were about 40 people in the building. Some suggested to go out and others urged to stay for safety.
And U.S. President Joe Biden has pressed Israel's Prime Minister to call a ceasefire in the fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants. But a senior Israeli official has cast doubt on the possibility of a ceasefire between the two parties. Israel has continued airstrikes on Gaza, and Palestinian militants have launched more rockets at Israeli cities. At least 212 Palestinians have been killed, including 61 children and 36 women, in more than a week of fighting. And in Israel, 10 people have been killed, including two children. In local news, 4% of people in disability care accommodation have received a COVID-19 vaccine, despite disability care residents being included in Phase 1A, which started 3 months ago. Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has defended the failed vaccine rollout in disability care, but opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it's a national disgrace that the government has been complacent in two important areas. Meanwhile, when it comes to the aged care sector, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's a high priority for the federal government.
The aged care population, we're over 85% now, and so that has been the population which was most at risk. We saw that, you know, when the contact tracing failed in Victoria, and we saw the second wave just wreak havoc in that state, and we saw the hundreds of lives lost there in Victoria. And they were the most elderly and the most vulnerable, and that's why we've made aged care such a high priority.
And business groups and health officials are calling on the federal government to map out a plan to reopen Australia's international borders. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison is trying to shift attention to domestic borders instead, which he is not responsible for. Mr. Morrison has said that opening borders is dependent on the country's vaccination rate, and has suggested that those who are fully vaccinated should be free to move across the country, regardless of outbreaks or local lockdowns. Carrying knives in New South Wales schools will be banned from Wednesday. The state government has moved to close a loophole that allows members of the Sikh community to carry ceremonial daggers to school for religious reasons. New South Wales Education Minister Sarah Mitchell announced the ban on Tuesday in response to a stabbing at Glenwood High in Sydney's northwest 2 weeks ago. The ban will apply to all students, staff and visitors to New South Wales public schools. Members of the state Sikh community have defended the right of their children to carry the daggers to school. They say imposing a ban could compromise their ability to observe faith. In basketball, Australian basketball's first female Indigenous referee, Jackie Dover, is to make her debut during NBL Indigenous Round later this month. The Indigenous Round recognises and acknowledges Indigenous culture and basketball across Australia and New Zealand, and coincides with National Reconciliation Week. Miss Dover earned her opportunity after working as a referee in the WNBL. She recently joined Basketball New South Wales as its Indigenous Cultural and Linguistically Diverse Programs Manager. Let's see what the weather's doing for you at the moment. A couple of showers about in Perth where it's 24 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, it's 19. Much the same for Melbourne, 18. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 17. Sunny and 13 in Canberra. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 19 degrees. In Sydney, sunny as well, 20. Much the same for Newcastle. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 23. In Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And sunny in Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.